Cyclone Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Welcome to the Cyclone Coach's Corner, brought to you by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Hy-Vee, the official tailgate headquarters of Cyclone football. Iowa Secretary of State and Iowa Voter Ready. Coach Campbell and the Iowa State Cyclones encourages you to be a voter. VoterReady.Iowa.gov. And by Rob Seco, an independent seed company, bringing you the product choices you deserve from the people you can trust. It's time for the Cyclone Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of the Cyclones, John Walters.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Cyclone Coach's Corner, as we will visit tonight with Matt Campbell and Christy Johnson Lynch. Glad you could join us tonight. And Rod Botholt of B&G Video Productions in Ames is our guest co-host tonight. Rod, thanks for jumping on board and joining me up here in the press box.
Good to be here, John. Good to feel a little heat on the floor here.
We got a little bit of warmth this week, which is a big improvement over a week ago, so we're happy with that development. And, you know, we mentioned before our broadcast on Saturday that we were calling that game with a heavy heart after the passing of Iowa State Hall of Famer Matt Blair, the All-American linebacker and six-time Pro Bowl performer for the Minnesota Vikings. Passed away at the age of 70 last week, and certainly we're going to miss Matt Blair, and our thoughts are with his family. We're also going to miss another Cyclone and Viking, Tom Thatcher, also passed away last week after a long battle with cancer. Tom loved the Cyclones and the Vikings, and he was a longtime fan of both. In fact, after his funeral service, they played the Iowa State fight song. So to Tom's family and Matt's family, our sincere condolences, and maybe they can watch Iowa State and Vikings games together in God's skybox, because we know God was a Cyclone fan. I'm not sure about the Vikings fan part of it as a Bears fan, but I'm certain he was a Cyclone fan. But we're going to have Matt Campbell coming along next. We've got some information later on in the show that we'll pass along about gates. Gate 1 is going to be closed basically for the rest of the season. We'll give you some details on how you can enter the stadium alternately. And then, of course, we've got the kick time for Baylor, 6 o'clock. A week from Saturday, so we'll talk a little bit about more about that a little bit later. But coming out next is Matt Campbell, and then we're going to have Christy Johnson Lynch along a little bit later in the show. And so we'll visit with Matt coming up. Helping farmers interpret rules and regulations, find sites for new barns, exceed environmental rules, and enhance neighbor relations, all at no charge. It's the Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers. Visit supportfarmers.com to find out more. The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, your farm, your family, their focus. Matt Campbell coming up next on the Cyclone Radio Network from Learfield IMG College.
Successful teams are always scouting and recruiting. Our Latham Corn team has the all-stars that put up the numbers to prove it. Latham 4937 VT Double Pro, a 99-day hybrid, is a high yielder with great defense and 8 first trial wins. Latham 5245 VT Double Pro is our MVP, an 11-time first trial winner, including top gross income in Northwest Iowa and tri-state regions in 2019. I'm John Latham. Let's talk recruiting at 877-GO-LATHAM or scoutlathamseeds.com for your winning team.
Now order your groceries online and get them even faster with Hy-Vee Aisles Online Same Day Pickup. Just choose the Get It Faster option for only $9.95 and pick up your groceries in as little as 2 hours. Plus, we've added even more pickup times to choose from. You'll find the same great deals as in-store. Free pickup on orders over $30 and no contact pickup and delivery. Download the Hy-Vee Grocery app today and pick up groceries in as little as 2 hours. Some restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Iowa State head football coach Matt Campbell. Joining my fellow coaches in the Iowa Secretary of State's office in encouraging you to register to vote. It's easy. You can go online anytime and register at voterready.iowa.gov. If you've moved since the last election, it's important to keep your voter registration up to date.
Coach Campbell and the Iowa State Cyclones encourage you to be a voter. Voterready.iowa.gov.
At MidAmerican Energy, being obsessively, relentlessly at your service means delivering reliable, affordable energy to you. And it also means marking underground utility lines before you break ground to keep you safe. Trimming trees to keep them away from electric lines so power is there when you need it. And it means working safely and quickly to power your home and business, no matter what the weather. Obsessively, relentlessly at your service. That's MidAmerican Energy.
Wherever people work, live, or play, there is a plumber and steam fitter who made it possible. In today's business climate, you need partners you can trust. Partners that care about your company and your customers. Partners like the plumbers and steam fitters, Local Union 33. Local Union 33 finds the right people, trains them exceptionally well, and supplies a qualified workforce, whether you need general or specialized skills. For more information, log on to UALocal33.org.
What do you call someone who studies the weather? A climatologist? Someone who evaluates investments? A financial analyst? A person who studies DNA? A geneticist? Who researches markets? An economist? Who handles employees? An HR manager? And someone who does all these things? A farmer. At Pioneer, we're proud to work with generations of American farmers in the most complex and rewarding industry on Earth. So from your friends at Pioneer, thank you, farmers.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner. While the Iowa Corn Cyhawk Series is on hold for this season, Iowa's corn farmers will continue to stand behind this unique series and everything it stands for, because here in Iowa, we grow corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Rod Botholt from B&G Video Productions, which does all our coaches shows, including the Matt Campbell Show, is our guest co-host tonight, and Matt Campbell is our first guest. And Coach, welcome. Important week coming up for the Cyclones. Kind of hit that midway point of this Big 12 conference race, and want to get back on track in Lawrence, Kansas this weekend.
Yeah, you know, I think another great opportunity for us to continue to grow, you know, and I think that's, I know we've talked about this. It's the one thing I really do like about our football team is, you know, whatever our record is, the ability for us to just continue to grow has been really critical for us. And I've seen that and continue to see that from game to game. And that's going to be really important for us as this season continues on.
Coach, I've always been fascinated by the psychology of sports. And that's what you say there, I think, is probably pretty powerful over the course of a long season, is how do you celebrate your success? How do you deal with your disappointment? And you feel like, I could feel the guys in their post-game interviews on Saturday just got to learn how we grow from this, how we learn from our mistakes, like they want to get right back at it. And I'm sure that's what you've seen already.
Yeah, you know, I think that's what I really appreciate about the leadership in our locker room. You know, we've got young men that have a great understanding that we measure success or failure of a season at the end of the season. And the key to getting to the end and feeling the reward of becoming the best version of yourself you could be is the ability to get better one day at a time and to take the opportunities on the Saturdays that you get to play the sport for a win or a loss to have a great understanding of what you did well and what you didn't do well, and then go back to work to continue to get better. And this group's done that. They've invested in, you know, even Saturday, you know, it's a game of inches. And, you know, there were some inches that we were able to gain throughout the game, and there were just too many inches that we left out there. And, you know, I think when you look back at the film, our kids played really well at times. We just didn't play well enough to go win the football game, and a lot of that was found in some inches. And we got to continue to hammer away at those.
And you played a really good football team, too. And those were two good teams out there on Saturday, two veteran teams. That was a well-played football game. I know that wasn't perfect, but there were a lot of really good plays being made out there on both sides.
Well, I think, you know, those are two teams, like you said, John, they've got veteran football players. And, you know, I think, till the very last second, it was a game where it was physical. There were big plays made, like you said, on both sides. And, you know, there was good offensive moments, there were good defensive moments, there were good special teams moments. But, you know, the fact of the matter of it is the team that probably, you know, had the ability to gain and play in rhythm the best, you know, really won the football game. But a really well-played football game, and a game that I think will do us a lot of justice as we continue to learn from it, grow from it, and can really better us as the season moves forward.
Coach, you mentioned watching the film afterwards. I'm kind of amazed at how the technology has advanced the game. I'm sure you've seen it too over the years. I mean, you guys, your coaches walk out of the locker room in Stillwater and get on a plane and are watching stuff right away. Mike Modell and his video crew do a great job. Talk a little bit about how quickly you're able to get on that video, learn from that video, the teaching begins with your guys and how efficient you're able to be with that.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned Mike Modell. Mike has been here for a long time, and Mike is the video coordinator for the football program. And, you know, Mike and his staff do an incredible job. You know, their service to our players and our coaching staff, you know, they do a tremendous job. And so that's greatly appreciated because, you know, really time and efficiency of your time is so critical to the success of, you know, getting, learning, growing, and then, you know, preparing for the next opponent. And you're right, Rod, that really starts for us the second that we either get in the bus on an away trip to head to the airport or, you know, in a home game as soon as we get to our office and can collect our computer and get moving. And so, you know, I think that process is expedited, you know, and really expedited by great people and certainly great technology.
Iowa State will take on Kansas this Saturday in Lawrence at 11 a.m. And then the following Saturday, it's been announced Iowa State and Baylor, a 6 o'clock start here at Mid-American Energy Field at Jack Trice Stadium. Coach Breece Hall also announced today as the Big 12 Co-Offensive Player of the Week for the second time this season. Had another really impressive game. You hear the term basketball IQ a lot. I haven't heard it as much with football, but it feels like Breece has a really high football IQ. He always seems to pick the right time to explode through that hole and really accelerate.
Yeah, you know, I think Breece is just continuing to grow. You know, I think for him, it's maturity. It's the little things that elite players do in terms of, you know, when everybody else isn't watching, how you practice, how you study film, how you take care of your body, what you put into your body, how you train. I think those are things that the elite players that I've been fortunate to be around, they all have a knack to do that. So when those moments come, when those opportunities come to make a difference, they always seem to have the ability to make the difference. And, you know, Breece was that for us on Saturday, you know, those couple big runs and you know, probably as a, you talk about inches, you're about inches away from five other big ones.
Oh yeah.
You know,
yep.
You know, and again, it's a game of inches, but, you know, I thought Breece had a really good football game and will only continue to get better, in my opinion, as the season continues.
Coach, another thing I noticed about Breece, when Brock scored his first touchdown, that came in large part because he sold the fake from Brock. I think the defensive end from the right, from the offensive right side came all the way across, bought the fake all the way, and then Brock rolls and he gets a great block from Chase. But Breece Hall shining in multiple ways on Saturday.
Yeah, I think that's probably my favorite thing about Breece is really on the football field, how he carries himself around his teammates. It's never really about him. And he's got this really unique ability to, you know, make others around them better. And again, I think that's what great players do. They've got the ability not only to elevate themselves, but elevate the play of everybody else around them. And Breece is doing a great job of that right now for us.
We're visiting with Matt Campbell, and the Cyclones again will host Kansas on Saturday at 11, or visit Kansas Saturday at 11, I should say. If you have a question or comment for Matt, you can reach out to us via Twitter. Just use hashtag SciCorner, and we'll come back to visit more with Coach after these messages on the Cyclone Radio Network from Learfield IMG College.
Looking for a new truck or SUV? Hurry into your local Northland Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com where you'll save big on the full lineup of 2020 Ford models. Like the completely redesigned Escape and Explorer, the powerful Edge, the roomy Ford Expedition, or America's best-selling truck, Ford F-150. Buy now and get low financing on the Ford truck or SUV that's built for all of life's biggest adventures. Get to your local Northland Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com today. Best-selling truck claim based on 2019 CY sales.
Come and get it. Enlist E3 soybeans are hot, and Golden Harvest has yours. Get greater confidence, flexibility, and yield potential in your 2021 weed management system. We're relentless about your results, and that commitment never goes out of stock. Contact your Golden Harvest seed advisor today. Golden Harvest is a trademark of a Syngenta Group company. Enlist E3 soybean technology is jointly developed with Dow AgroSciences LLC and MS Technologies LLC. Enlist E3 is a trademark of Dow AgroSciences LLC.
the Iowa Corn Cyhawk Series is on hold for this season, Iowa's corn farmers want you to know that we will continue to stand behind this unique series and everything it stands for. Iowa Corn is looking forward to the future and ready for the day when our schools face each other on the field. Because here in Iowa, we grow corn. But the truth is, corn grows Iowa.
Now order your groceries online and get them even faster with Hy-Vee Aisles Online same-day pickup. Just choose the Get It Faster option for only $9.95 and pick up your groceries in as little as 2 hours. Plus, we've added even more pickup times to choose from. You'll find the same great deals as in-store. Free pickup on orders over $30 and no-contact pickup and delivery. Download the Hy-Vee Grocery app today and pick up groceries in as little as 2 hours. Some restrictions apply.
At MidAmerican Energy, we harvest the wind to provide you with clean, affordable energy. But did you know our commitment to wind energy also creates jobs and generates millions in local revenue? That's money your community can use to fix roads, support first responders, and improve schools. MidAmerican Energy's commitment to renewable energy delivers positive results for our state. And it's one more way we're obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
As proud sponsors of Iowa State Cyclone football, your premier Chevy dealers know how important a great lineup truly is. In fact, they have a skilled team of their own with versatile SUVs like Equinox and dependable trucks like the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever. With players like this, it's no wonder Chevy's the number one selling brand in Iowa. Visit moreiowansdrivechevy.com today to find a dealer near you. Based on IHS market calendar year to date, May 2020 new vehicle retail registrations in the state of Iowa.
Back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner. We're visiting with Matt Campbell. Rod Botholt from B&G Video Productions names our guest co-host tonight. And entered the Iowa Lottery's Winter Wonderland promotion for a chance to win cash before the holidays. Cash prizes will be awarded soon, so enter by 8:59 a.m. on November 3rd at IA Lottery. And Matt, you know, we said we'd take questions from our fans here, and we've got one from Gerald. He says, the season doesn't count to eligibility, but nobody's explained how that works. Is there a waiver on the number of scholarships for each team affected? Football has 16 seniors. Will they be able to have more than 85 scholarships next year? Again, that's from Gerald.
Yeah, and that's a great question. I think the finality of the ruling for 2021 as of today is that every senior that's a scholarship football player has the ability to come back with no penalty towards the following year's scholarship numbers. So, you know, obviously we've already recruited with those scholarship numbers going into the fall of 2021. So we can replace our scholarship. And for 1 year, the football season of 2021, the college football team could have more than 85 scholarships. The trick to that is by the year 2022, you know, as of today, we have to be back to 85 scholarships. So, you know, it'll make it a really interesting off season once you get there of, you know, how many of the seniors that you have in your program are going to decide if they choose to come back or continue on. And, you know, there'll be some guys that have, you know, have some real hard discussion and figure out what's best for them and their families, obviously, once the season gets over.
Yeah, that has to be a really difficult decision. When you think back to your college days, if you were put in a situation like that, what do you think you would have done?
Man, I'd take it today if they gave it to me.
There it is. That would
easy choice, huh? Affects how you recruit, right?
It does a little bit. I think the biggest thing it affects is 2 years from now, you know, and I think that's when this will get really interesting because, you know, in theory, the juniors are really a junior again next year, and the sophomores are really a sophomore next year. And so, you know, really there's no use of eligibility for anybody that come this fall. So I think that's where it'll become a little clustered. It's that 2022 class of, you know, trying to navigate what that really looks like. And, you know, we're fortunate. I think those are conversations when you have good culture, you have good kids, you have honest conversations, you can navigate it. But it'll be tricky, and I think that 2022 is where it'll really show up and be a little bit more challenging.
Thanks for the question, Gerald. We appreciate that. And, Coach, we got Larry Karras on line one. He says he's going to take you up on your offer to come back. Matt, I want to talk to you about that interception because it was such a typical play for both Greg Eisworth and Mike Rose. Just great effort, great knowledge of the situation and what was going to happen, anticipation, all those things that you guys coach up. And we just saw it all on that one play.
Yeah, and you know, John, I don't know how much coaching went into it other than two really special players making a really special play. You know, I think for you know, watching that play, you know, there were momentum opportunities in the game. You know, there both turnovers that occurred Saturday were followed up with a touchdown by the offense, you know, and I think those are things where, you know, in big games, you've got to have big players make big plays. And we did have some of those moments. And like you said, the Greg and Mike play is a lead effort, a lead anticipation. And by Greg to have the skill to see the ball come out of the quarterback's hand and deflect it. And then the effort again, the second time we've seen that this year by Mike Rose to run to the ball and really make a truly special football play.
And that all might have taken place initially because of the hustle and the effort by Zach Peterson. I mean, there were guys all over the field. It takes more than one to make a big play, doesn't it?
No doubt. You know, and I thought Zach Peterson maybe had one of his best games of his career on Saturday. You know, he was physical and really played great football. And so, you know, that particular play was certainly a factor, but I thought Zach was outstanding through the game.
I love what he does for you on special teams on that kickoff coverage team. Man, he just flies down there. And, you know, we were just talking before we came on tonight, Coach, about DK Metcalf running down that guy in the game last night in the NFL. And I just recall a play where Zach Peterson, tried to chase down an Oklahoma player here a couple of years ago in similar fashion and just about did it, and you would never have expected him to be able to get there. But that's the kind of effort you get from Zach on every play.
Yeah, you know, I think that's what you appreciate about Zach. And, you know, we talk a lot about our program is you got to be trusted. And to be trusted is, you know, to have a great understanding of what you have the ability to do consistently, play in and play out. And Zach is maybe one of the most trusted players in our program because you know exactly what you're going to get. And, you know, his effort, his intensity, and just his ability to be the same person with great consistency, it's really special.
Coach, speaking of Zach, your defensive line has depth this year that it hasn't had in a long time, maybe longer than a long time. Talk about the impact that can have in terms of guys still being fresh, because sometimes it's like a hockey line change. There's like three in, three out. How much of an impact can that have later in the game and maybe all week long in terms of competitiveness and needing to play hard for your minutes? What sort of impact does that depth have?
Yeah, I think all those things, Rod, are probably really, really great points. You know, I think the number one, it is a long season. I think the more that you can get your A players to play towards A-plus football on game day, the better you're going to be. And, you know, I think one of the things that's critical to that is having depth and having the ability to have multiple guys that have the ability to play at a really high level because, you know, the less a guy has to play 70 plays in the game and now it's 30 really, really good plays, and then the next guy comes in and plays 30 really, really good plays, the better you're going to be, especially on the defensive side of the football. And, you know, that D-line has had that. And then I think the second point on competitiveness in practice, I think the reality of it is there's probably 9 guys on that D-line right now that could start. If you would have came to Iowa State the first year we were here, probably all 9 of them would have been starters here on that team. And I think the reality of it is those guys, now they not only do you want to be on the field, but then you want to be on the field for the moment and for the big moment, the critical situations. And so it's how you handle your reps and it's how you do your job. I think that earns the right to not even so much be the starter, but be in the game when the game's on the line. Who are those guys and who's earning those right to do that? And that's all done in practice and obviously what you've done throughout your career and with the opportunities you've been given.
Earlier, Rod was asking about or just commenting on the really high quality comments from the players after the game. And I thought a great example of that was Lawrence White just talking about, you know, we're going to do what it takes to get better and come back the next week and be ready to go. And I know that's what you're expected to say, but you can tell the sincerity when he says it. And I just am so impressed with him, Matt. His maturity, just I imagine he's a great leader in that locker room.
Yeah, one of the best I've been around, because Lawrence has made himself a great football player. And, you know, Lawrence has worked really, really hard to become the best version of himself he can be. And Lawrence has known tough times, and he's had the ability to face it, grow from it, and get better personally. You know, he had a tough experience as early in his freshman year, lost his stepfather, was really hard on his mom and his sister. I think any time those tough situations occur, especially early, in your maturation process in college, I think those can sometimes really be tough to come back from. But Lawrence did. And not only is Lawrence a great leader, Lawrence is a great son. He's a great brother to his little sister. And I think his ability to handle hard is maybe as good as anybody we have in our team. And I think a lot of our guys look up to Lawrence, especially when adversity and tough times come. And, you know, it's like I said, I wasn't shocked on Saturday when he made a big play for our football team. And so, you know, I think it's great to have leaders like that, because they have great perspective. Sometimes when you're just an emotional leader, you lose perspective of the entirety. And, unfortunately, we play a sport where there's a lot of emotion and sometimes emotional reactions. But I think the global perspective of it allows you to be a really special leader, and Lawrence does that for us.
And I would imagine, Coach, that that's something that we who aren't around your football team every day don't realize, and that is the impact of real life experiences on these guys. When you're spending 4 and 5 years with the program, you're living a lot of life that we don't see out on the football field, and that's part of it too, and that's where becoming a strong leader really is important, isn't it?
No question. And you know, I think that's the thing that makes college football such a really special sport. That's why I really love my job as much as the football piece of it, is that you really get to watch young men come in and grow from an 18-year-old young man that by the time they come a senior in college football, our sport's hard, and I'm not knocking any other sport, but the mental mind game, only playing 12 guaranteed games every year, only 11 guys get to play. There's a lot of mental challenges, and then the personal challenges that you go through on top of all of it. I think it makes our sport really, really special. And I think when you become a senior in college football, boy, you're a pretty special person. You've had the ability to persevere and stay the course and really grow. And you know, I think that's what makes the senior class and young men that are seniors in your program, it makes those guys really special. And I think that's why we're really blessed this year, because we've got such a really special class of young men that have had real life experiences and they've had the ability to persevere and they've given that back to our program, and we're grateful for it.
If you miss any portion of tonight's show, you can always catch it on demand via our podcast, Iowa State SciCast. Download and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We're visiting with Matt Campbell. We need to pause for 10 seconds to allow our stations to identify themselves. This is the Cyclone Network from Learfield, IMG College. Golden Harvest is relentless, delivering genetics, agronomy, and service, doing whatever it takes for our farmers 365 days a year, Syngenta. And we are visiting with Matt Campbell. We're going to take a short break and wrap things up with Matt coming up next. We still have Christy Johnson Lynch coming along in a little bit, so stay with us on the Cyclone Radio Network from Learfield IMG College.
The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, working beside you.
Hi, this is Coach Matt Campbell. I know that it takes a solid team to create success on the field, and the same is true for your livestock farm. The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers can work beside you to develop a winning strategy. So add Coalition to your lineup by calling 1-800-932-2436 or visit supportfarmers.com and get your team started today.
The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, your farm, your family. Our focus.
Ever feel like something's off? For farmers like you, it's all too common. That's why at Golden Harvest, we're always on, bringing you the unique genetics, agronomic expertise, and tireless service that surpass conditions. Because no matter how things are today, they'll be different tomorrow. And we'll still be here doing whatever it takes for you. Because even in off days, we don't take days off. Visit goldenharvestseeds.com.
Like any winning team, it takes every part of EMC Insurance Companies working together to successfully ensure that our agents, policyholders, and employees can count on EMC. And they do. They count on our broad range of insurance products and services. They count on our superior level of personalized service, and they trust that we will continue to be a financially stable partner, just like we have been for more than 100 years. All of this makes EMC one of the nation's premier insurance companies, and that's something you can always count on.
Wherever people work, live, or play, there is a plumber and steam fitter who made it possible. In today's business climate, you need partners you can trust. Partners that care about your company and your customers. Partners like the plumbers and steam fitters, Local Union 33. Local Union 33 finds the right people, trains them exceptionally well, and supplies a qualified workforce, whether you need general or specialized skills. For more information, log on to ualocal33.org.
Small businesses across Iowa are continuing to show up for you. They're adapting, they're donating, they're keeping their doors and their hearts open to assist their employees and serve their customers, just like they always have. Small businesses are the backbone of Iowa's communities, and they're backed by Iowa banks. With helpful advice, affordable loans, and essential financial services, banks across Iowa are showing small businesses the way to a stronger tomorrow. Learn more at iowabankers.com.
The simple life of a farmer. All you need is land, family, sunshine, and rain. And a drone for digital imaging. And software to run geospatial analysis. And an understanding of genetics, biology, climatology, economics, global trading, and estate planning. So you can pass this so-called simple life onto your kids. At Pioneer, we're proud to work with generations of American farmers in the most complex and rewarding industry on Earth. So from your friends at Pioneer, thank you, farmers.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner. All season long, our friends at Pivot Bio are sponsoring First Downs for Farmers. With each Cyclone First Down, Pivot Bio donates $25 to future farmers in the Iowa State College of Agriculture. The Cyclones currently have 102 First Downs. That brings the total this season to $2,550. Thanks again to Pivot Bio for sponsoring First Downs for Farmers. Pivot Bio, the agricultural sciences company, not content to just get in the end zone. They're the ones moving the goalposts. You'd be content, Matt, to get into the end zone this week against Kansas, the site of your first Big 12 conference victory as head coach at Iowa State in a league game. What do you remember from that day in 2016?
Yeah, you know, I remember, you know, I thought Alan Lazard was really special that day, kind of took the game over, you know, as that game kind of went on. And you know, Mitch Harder, you know, I think he was kind of the epitome a little bit of what we were really trying to become as a football program. And, you know, Mitch maybe wasn't the most talented, but he was tough. And he was a guy that just kept earning the right to get on the field for us and, you know, really scores the go-ahead touchdown in that game to give us the opportunity to win the game on the road. And so, you know, I think those are the two guys that really stick out for me in that football game and, you know, really, you know, appreciate both those guys because they were pillars to kind of moving our program forward.
you know, when you talk about seniors, Matt, and you've talked at length about that. This senior class is special for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is these are the first guys that kind of took that leap of faith in you and decided to come commit to the program. That senior class that year had to commit to staying with the program, and I'm sure they were special to you for that reason, how they bought into what you were trying to bring to Iowa State. And, you know, your first senior class here as the head coach of the Cyclones, I'm sure they still have a special place in your heart.
Yeah, you know, I think the thing that I really appreciated about those guys is they never quit. You know, I think you saw us just really from game one to game 12 make exponential growth. And, you know, there was a lot of those guys, Nick Fett, you know, and you talk about Mitch Harder, and, you know, there's a lot of guys on that team that really bought in and stayed the course for the entirety of the year. You know, Josh Jollis, another name, just kids that really cared about Iowa State, really knew what the challenges were and wanted to make an impact for the future of the program. And, you know, without them, you obviously don't have that win. And, you know, the next week you got the opportunity to go beat Texas Tech and play a really special football game. And, you know, there were some rewards for that team at the end and really gave us some momentum going into the offseason.
Coach, you've had some young offensive linemen this year that have really stepped in, obviously played important roles and played really well. They faced a really big challenge Saturday at Oklahoma State. There's some big dudes up front for Oklahoma State. You guys did spring some big runs and have some big plays, but also maybe it was a little more difficult to be consistent with the running game. How have you and your staff, Coach Meyer, worked with those linemen this week now from those teaching moments of what they saw in that game? Because you want guys that are not only doing things right, but gaining confidence and using proper technique. What's that process like when you come off one of those disappointments that are going to happen throughout the season?
Yeah, you know, I think we, you know, one of the things that was probably a little bit of a surprise to all of us was when you sat down and you watched that game, you know, I thought that group really battled and for as young as they were, had some really big moments in terms of positive things occur. And I think there was probably a lot more positivity leaving that game from that group standpoint than anybody, because it was probably the youngest group going against maybe one of their most veteran groups. And you know, I obviously wasn't perfect and still some areas that we can take and learn from, but, you know, I thought they battled. I thought they were tough and, you know, they were gritty when they needed to be gritty. You know, I think they probably gave us a chance to have some success when we needed it. And that was really big. And, you know, so I think your hindsight is you, anytime you're so young, you take every opportunity to compete against really good players, and you just continue to pound away at your craft. And, you know, O-line's a funny position, because it's, you know, I've always said that's a position that really nobody really wants to play. You know, nobody grows up and says, I want to play O-line. You want to kick it, catch it, throw it, tackle it. You know, but not a lot of people say, I want to put my hand in the dirt and I want to physically attack somebody for 80 plays. That takes a really special person, and it takes a really special learned skill. And so I think what you do, even from a game like Saturday, is, man, you take what you learned and you got a lot of stuff thrown at you. You take the really positive and you gain great confidence to say, man, we did some really positive things. And then you take the areas that said, man, these are challenges or continue to be challenges, and we got to keep pounding away at it. But, you know, we're fortunate. Coach Myers has done a great job with that group. And I think that group to have two starters down, to be playing at such a high level right now, there's a lot of credit to Coach and a lot of credit to, you know, even some of the veterans on that group that are really doing a great job bringing those young guys along so quickly.
Speaking of youth, you're playing a Kansas team that – Les Miles, to his credit, I think, Coach, brought in a recruiting class of entirely freshmen this time around. I think that for so long at Kansas, people have been putting Band-Aids on things and recruiting junior colleges and taking a ton of transfers. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but if you're doing too much of it, you're not really getting your classes staggered very well. And So he's got a lot of young players, I guess, is what I'm getting at. One of them is Jalen Daniels, the true freshman quarterback who turns 18 this week. And, you know, did some productive things against Kansas State. A couple touchdown runs, 207 yards passing. Very, very young player, but he looks confident out there.
Yeah, you know, I think you make a great point, John, there. And I think the biggest point is they are a young football team. And one thing that I've always loved about young football teams is the growth process and quite honestly, you know, the resiliency that young teams have to just keep getting better. And, you know, I give a lot of credit to this Kansas team. I think you see getting better on the film. You see getting better in critical areas. And I think a young team that they are resilient because the growth that continues to happen for some of those really talented young players is special. And like you said, it's going to pay off for this team.
Coach, I have a rules question. I'm not asking you to comment on a specific play. I'm not trying to get you in trouble or anything. But not just in Iowa State games, but in games overall, I feel like I've seen more illegal man downfield called this season. And I know it in part has to do with formations. And I just what I really know is that whether I'm running a video camera up at the top of the stadium or down on the field, I hear people grumbling because they don't understand what's being called why when what we think of as a legal receiver, like a tight end, is called for illegally catching a pass or being downfield. In the simplest way possible, can you explain for people why that might be happening and maybe what's leading to it?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And I'm glad you didn't ask me about there would have been another rule that you could ask me that I would have got myself in trouble about.
I'll get that one next. Yeah, I didn't know exactly which one you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't ask me that, Rob. But you know, the illegal man downfield is in two things. Number one, I think it's got to start with the offensive line. You know, the RPO, the run with a pass option has become so big in sport, you know, whether it's the National Football League, college football, high school football. And I think one of the rules that has really come with clarity now is the fact that an offensive lineman cannot be more than 3 yards downfield with the ball in the air. If they are, then it is an illegal play, and the ball, obviously, there's a penalty, and the play is nullified. And so I think that's tricky because, again, you're trying to time up a pass with a run and, you know, trying to make sure the art of it is that if you are going to throw the ball as the quarterback, and then that ball, you know, is thrown before an offensive lineman gets more than 3 yards downfield. So I would agree with you. I think that call has gotten called. I think the officiating crews have done a really good job of, you know, finding a way to really judge that and not live in the gray, but live more in kind of a black and white area on it with the 3 yard rule. So I think that's probably the best clarity that I can give to that rule right now.
Coach, I was really watching the game again on TV last night, just impressed with Anthony Johnson and just the way he competes. You know, I mean, he's matched up with Tylan Wallace that entire game, and it was physical, and those guys were getting after each other and talking to each other quite a bit. You know, he didn't back down from that challenge. And you know, as now as a junior in your program, you can tell he really looks forward to those kind of challenges. I love that competitiveness of that young man.
Yeah, you know, I think Ant is again, he's continuing to grow, and he is a junior, you know, and he's a young junior because he had to play as a true freshman here and, you know, really earned the right to do that. And, you know, I think for Ant, that was, you know, he's a guy that's never shied away from playing against the best. And I really thought for the most part was able to hold his own in what we feel and respect in Tyron Wallace as one of the absolute best players in our conference. And so, you know, I think that's it's a huge stepping stone for him. But, you know, there's obviously, you know, you come into it again this week with Parchman, who's one of the elite receivers in our conference. And so, you know, I think that's one thing you have to be as a defensive back in this conference is you have to have confidence. You got to have the ability to continue to grow. And Anthony's one of those guys that just continues to grow. And I think when it's all said and done, he's going to have a chance to be a really special player for us.
cornerback is certainly a position you think of when you hear the words mental toughness. But what isn't? I mean, on the football field, are there positions that you think take more mental toughness than others? Or I think if you really think about it, they all do, right?
Yeah, I do think they all do. I think some of them require, you know, a little bit more in terms of not just the mental toughness. I think then you put situations where I think like quarterback and offensive tackle and cornerback where, unfortunately, you know, when you make a mistake, the entire audience and the entire, you know, the entire people in the stand, they know you made a mistake. And, you know, I think sometimes when you play those positions, sometimes when the offensive guard maybe makes a poor step and gets beat, you know, not everybody knows that occurred, or if the defensive lineman's not in the right gap. But when the corner gets beat by a wide receiver, or the quarterback makes a tough throw, or the kicker has a tough kick, you know, that's tough because you can't hide from it. You got to own it in the moment, and then you got to have such mental toughness to move forward from it on the next play if you want to have success. And, you know, our sport demands that of certain position groups, maybe a little bit more than others, just because of what's seen by the instant result of what occurred.
Matt, thanks so much for your time tonight. Really appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Yep, you bet. Thank you. And our show tonight is brought to you by Iowa's Corn Farmers of the Iowa Corn Growers Association and the Iowa Corn Promotion Board. Thank you for supporting local farmers. It's no secret it's been a tough year for everyone, but your support has not gone unnoticed. Every time you've chosen to fuel up with cleaner burning fuels like E15 or unleaded 88, you have made a difference for a corn farmer. It may seem like a small gesture, but it makes a big difference. Star State and shows we are stronger together. And we're going to be together with Christy Johnson Lynch in just a moment. She's going to join us as we talk Cyclone Volleyball. Rod Botholt is our guest co-host tonight. We'll be right back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner on the Cyclone Network from Learfield IMG College.
While the Iowa Corn Cyhawk Series is on hold for this season, Iowa's corn farmers want you to know that we will continue to stand behind this unique series and everything it stands for. Iowa Corn is looking forward to the future and ready for the day when our schools face each other on the field. Because here in Iowa, we grow corn. But the truth is, corn grows Iowa.
Now order your groceries online and get them even faster with Hy-Vee Aisles Online same-day pickup. Just choose the Get It Faster option for only $9.95 and pick up your groceries in as little as 2 hours. Plus, we've added even more pickup times to choose from. You'll find the same great deals as in-store. Free pickup on orders over $30 and no contact pickup and delivery. Download the Hy-Vee Grocery app today and pick up groceries in as little as 2 hours. Some restrictions apply.
Did you know that as a Mid-American Energy customer, nearly half of your life is powered by the wind energy we provide? That means when you're at home fixing a snack, or at work sending emails, you're using wind energy. Investing in wind helps us keep your rates low. Renewable wind energy. It's clean, affordable, and powerful. And it's one more way Mid-American Energy is obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
Why choose between the technology you need and the seed company you prefer? With Rob Seco, you don't have to. Our independence lets us bring you the trait technology you need, like the Enlist E3 and the LibertyLink GT27 systems, AgriSure Duracade, AgriSure Viptera, AgriSure Artesian, and more. So you have the independence to plant what you want. The technology you need from the people you trust. Rob Seco. Visit robseco.com to find a representative near you.
Everyone knows the keys to victory are a winning strategy and execution. And when it comes to crop farming, the most proven strategy for success is to store now, profit later. And the most proven way to execute this plan is with Sukup Manufacturing. Drying and storing your grain in Sukup dryers and bins is the best way to take charge of your grain, maximize your profits, and control your destiny. And with early season discounts underway, now is the time to start planning for next harvest. Visit sukup.com to find your local Sukup dealer today and learn how we can help you store now, profit later.
What do you call someone who studies the weather? A climatologist? Someone who evaluates investments? A financial analyst?
a person who studies DNA, a geneticist, who researches markets, an economist, who handles employees, an HR manager, and someone who does all these things, a farmer. At Pioneer, we're proud to work with generations of American farmers in the most complex and rewarding industry on Earth. So from your friends at Pioneer, thank you, farmers.
Back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner. Farm Credit Services of America and West Liberty Foods have partnered with Iowa State Athletics to sack hunger for the 2020 football season. Each quarterback sacked by the Cyclones this season yields another donation to the Iowa Food Bank Association. In reality, 1 in 7 children suffer from hunger, but with help from Farm Credit Services and West Liberty Foods, each sack donates $1,000 and more than 300 pounds of food to help sack hunger in Iowa. And our thanks to Matt Campbell, who joined us in the first part of the program tonight. Rod Botholt of B&G Video Productions is our guest co-host tonight. And we're going to visit now with Christy Johnson Lynch. The Cyclones are going to host Oklahoma this weekend in their two-game series. And Christy, welcome. This has been a good series through the years with your team and Oklahoma. So fun weekend series coming up and a big opportunity for your team.
Yeah, for sure. We've had lots of great matches against Oklahoma over the years. I think both of us are kind of defensive-minded teams. And so, it'll for sure be a lot of fun and a great match. And, this will start the second half of conference for us. You know, we played four rounds, I guess, eight matches so far, and we've got eight left. So big opportunity here coming up.
Coach, everyone's aware of the last two weekends that you've had against the number one and number two teams in the country. No one's more aware of that than you, I know. We talked with Coach Campbell a little bit about the psychology of the game, the importance of being able to celebrate your successes and bounce back from your disappointments. How do you get the read on your team? How do you feel they're ready to bounce back from really, really tough challenges and still stay focused on what can be accomplished this season?
Yeah, that's an excellent way to put it. I think we're okay. I think we're just really trying to remind each other to keep things in perspective that, you know, we've had when we're playing teams right now, we're playing them back-to-back. So we played number one in the country Friday and Saturday, and then we turned around the next weekend and played number two in the country Friday and Saturday. So, you're basically playing, four incredibly difficult matches, all in a row there. So, that is what I think is so difficult, is that kind of grind of, match after match of such a tough opponent. So I think we just keep reminding each other, we got to keep that perspective. You know, we didn't win. We didn't, there's some things we definitely fell short of, but we did do some good things. And I think the thing I took away from those is in most of those sets, not all of them, but I'd say most of them, we were very competitive up to point 17, 20, 21. In a lot of those sets, I felt like we had opportunities to win. We just could not win. We couldn't figure out how to close it out. And so, it's encouraging to me that, we are for playing, probably 75-80% of that set, we're right there with them. We got to figure out how to finish and how to finish strong. So, we are eyes on that now, eyes on how to keep getting better and improve. And I do think we have a huge opportunity here the second half of the conference. We've, played the toughest teams now. And so, there's big opportunity for these next eight matches to get a lot of wins.
You mentioned the, similarities between your team and Oklahoma's being really defensive-minded, two of the better defensive mm-hmm. teams in the league. Is it almost like looking in a mirror when you play them? And then I guess the second question is, should we bring a snack? Because we could have some long rallies.
That's a great, excellent point. Yeah, Oklahoma's really different this year. They're pretty unorthodox. I think like a lot of teams are, trying to figure out their system and have some different players kind of coming in and out. So if you watched us play Baylor at all, Baylor plays very, very fast. Everything's kind of a fast from their setter to their hitters. Oklahoma's almost exactly the opposite. Everything's very slow and very high. So we're playing two very different teams. I think it could be a great defensive battle. You could see long rallies this weekend. Concessions, I don't think they're open yet. So yeah, you might want to bring something, because our matches versus them have always been great over the years, and lots of great defensive rallies. So hopefully that's what we see again this weekend.
Coach, I know you had Avery Rhodes out with an injury. What is an update on her status? And for as simple as volleyball can seem to watch, it's much more mm-hmm. complex. And I feel mm-hmm. like volleyball fans have more questions than the average fan. Mm-hmm. How does losing a middle blocker impact your entire team? And what's that look like in terms of adjustments other people have to make when you have to change your rotation?
Yeah. So Avery sprained her ankle the day before we played Baylor. So, you know, luckily we have some depth in that position. We have a couple players who are, you know, kind of up next and ready to go. And Alexis Engelbrecht, who's a freshman, played Friday night. And unfortunately, she wasn't feeling too good on Saturday. So Abby Greenman stepped in and played awesome in the middle spot. So we're really fortunate we have that depth. You know, in addition, Mikhail Schuler, who's a fantastic player, is out as well. And both have had ankle injuries, unfortunately. We're trying to get them both back on the court. We're crossing our fingers. Mikhail's further ahead, obviously, than Avery. And, you know, hopefully those two will be able to make an impact before the season's over. But, you know, I probably like anything, you know, if you're missing a starter, you know, it kind of changes your things. It changes your rhythm and kind of what you hope to do. And those two are really nice players for us. But that happens in sports all the time. So you make adjustments and you know, need other people to step up and use your depths. And, you know, we're organized. We're ready. And I think the way Abby in particular played Saturday, we're in good shape in that position. We just need to execute, you know, as a team, everybody that's out there, we just need to finish our sets.
And you mentioned redshirt freshman Abby Greenman from Central Iowa, played at mm-hmm. Dallas Center Grimes High School and mm-hmm. walked onto your program. And you just love stories mm-hmm. like that when a kid that, you know, maybe people weren't expecting her in her redshirt freshman year to even be on the floor. Yeah. And here she is, forced into duty and making the most of it. I mean, that's preparing yourself every day to be ready when the opportunity presents itself.
Absolutely, 100%. We talk about that all the time. You know, you just never know when your opportunity is going to come. But when it comes, make the best of it. And that's Abby. Abby is just a phenomenal young woman and just you know, one of those athletes you just absolutely love to have on your team. And you know, you feel pretty good when, you know, you have an injury and you say, all right, who's next? And when you bring up Abby's name, you say, oh, we're fine. You know, she's going to be fine. The team loves playing with her. She's such a wonderful teammate and just kind of that person you just love to play next to. So I was really happy for her and happy to see her do well. I thought she really did impact the match and played well when she went in on Saturday.
You mentioned Mikhail Schuler's coming along maybe quicker than mm-hmm. we had expected. Is there a chance we'll see her at all this weekend?
I think there's a chance. Again, we're crossing fingers a little bit. She's slowly starting to get back on the court. At the same time, you know, we don't want to rush anything. Mm-hmm. You know, her ankle injury was pretty severe. So we've really want to be incredibly conservative with how she comes back. And so she's been practicing a little bit. We've seen her in live play and we just do a little bit more every day and trying to get her jumping a little bit. So fingers crossed, we'll see her this weekend, maybe a little bit, not too much. I don't want to push it, but hopefully we'll ease her back in over the next few weeks.
We're visiting with Christy Johnson Lynch, and our thanks to Matt Campbell, who joined us earlier in the program tonight. We're going to take a short break here and come back with more on the Cyclone Radio Network from Learfield IMG College.
As proud sponsors of Iowa State Cyclone football, your premier Chevy dealers know how important a great lineup truly is. In fact, they have a skilled team of their own with versatile SUVs like Equinox and dependable trucks like the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever. With players like this, it's no wonder Chevy's the number one selling brand in Iowa. Visit moreiowansdrivechevy.com today to find a dealer near you. Based on IHS market calendar year to date, May 2020 new vehicle retail registrations in the state of Iowa.
The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, working beside you.
Hi, this is Coach Matt Campbell. I know that it takes a solid team to create success on the field, and the same is true for your livestock farm. The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers can work beside you to develop a winning strategy. So add Coalition to your lineup by calling 1-800-932-2436 or visit supportfarmers.com and get your team started today.
The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, your farm, your family, our focus.
looking for a few good men and women who love to help things grow, like corn, soybeans, forage crops, and the farmers who plant them. I'm Shannon Latham. If you love to grow, you may want to become our next Latham Seed Sales Representative. Like the family farmers we serve, Latham is a family business. You get to bring new products to the field, as well as offer one of the largest, most diverse portfolios in the seed industry. Come grow with us. Call 1-877-GO-LATHAM.
Every day you use energy to power your life, to wake up, to stay connected.
Hi, this is John. Oh, hey.
To feed your loved ones.
Dinner!
You don't even have to think about it, because at MidAmerican Energy, we do. We work hard to bring you energy you can count on every day, because the most important thing we put our energy into is you. We're MidAmerican Energy, and we're obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
Like any winning team, it takes every part of EMC Insurance Companies working together to successfully ensure that our agents, policyholders, and employees can count on EMC. And they do. They count on our broad range of insurance products and services. They count on our superior level of personalized service. And they trust that we will continue to be a financially stable partner, just like we have been for more than 100 years. All of this makes EMC one of the nation's premier insurance companies. And that's something you can always count on.
Now order your groceries online and get them even faster with Hy-Vee Aisles Online Same Day Pickup. Just choose the Get It Faster option for only $9.95 and pick up your groceries in as little as 2 hours. Plus, we've added even more pickup times to choose from. You'll find the same great deals as in-store. Free pickup on orders over $30 and no contact pickup and delivery. Download the Hy-Vee Grocery app today and pick up groceries in as little as 2 hours. Some restrictions apply.
Back to the Cyclone Coach's Corner. We are visiting with Christy Johnson-Ledger. Thanks to Matt Campbell. He was with us earlier in the program tonight. Rod Botholt from B&G Video Productions Names is our guest co-host. Christy, you've got signing day coming up here on November 11th. Mm-hmm. I know you can't get specific about the class, but how do you feel about things with signing day quickly approaching?
Good. Yeah, I feel really good. You know, we really don't graduate a whole lot, and especially with this year, you know, getting that year back, we expect Candelaria in particular to return for another season. So I don't think it'll be a big class, but we're going to shore up a couple of the spots that we feel like we need. So yeah, I think it's good. I think we're bringing in some talented players, competitive. They're all playing a really high level. We call that they play open, which means, you know, you have all these divisions and club volleyball, and open is the highest division. Those are the best clubs and best competition year after year. So they're all playing open, really high level, and I would expect a couple of them to contribute pretty quick.
Coach, a question about your unique season, the unique scheduling, I guess, of this season. Mm-hmm. When you play a team Friday night, do you try to work in an updated scouting report or a new video mm-hmm. session on a Saturday morning before you would play on a Saturday afternoon, since you're playing the same team back to back?
Yep, that's exactly what we do. Have you been watching us? Have you been in on the practice? Yeah, we get to work as a staff on that evening, and, you know, we all go watch a film and take notes and, you know, gather back again on the next morning. And then we sit with the team and we'll watch, you know, some different clips and just some examples of maybe what we did well and then what we want to adjust for that evening. And then usually we'll have a short, you know, light practice where we can kind of go over a little of those adjustments, a few of those adjustments, and then play our match.
Cyclone fans, stop by Size Locker Room to gear up for game day. Size Locker Room is the official store of Iowa State Athletics. It'd be a nice place to go find a birthday gift for Jenna Brandt. It is her birthday today, her 21st.
Right.
And she's having a nice season for you, Christy.
Yeah, she is. She was so sweet. She brought us all cupcakes. I don't know how that works. I think when it's your birthday, someone else should bring the treats. But she brought treats for all of us today.
So. Iowa nice, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, she is. You know, she's fun to watch if you've watched her play ever, really, but especially this year. She's just a phenomenal athlete. She's so fast, so explosive. You know, she can get to just about anything. We can shank a ball about it anywhere in the gym, and she'll be able to run it down and go, you know, save it. And she's just, you know, a wonderful young woman, such a good teammate, such a giver. leader. You know, a lot of our, I feel like our team is kind of drawn to her, and you know, she's a great young woman, and yeah, I think she's having a great season. She's learning a lot. You know, the setting position is, there's a lot of things that go into it, and this is her first year playing that for us, you know, as starting as a setter. So she's still learning a lot, but I feel like every week she picks up on a couple more things, and she's great fun to have out there. I mean, if you get a chance to watch her, she is athlete. She is all athlete, and she's fun to watch.
Yeah, she was a track star at Sumner Fredericksburg, too, and you can see some of that athleticism out on the volleyball court. What other high school sports do you think translate best to volleyball? I know you like to recruit the multi-sport athletes. Do you find that there's a couple sports that really translate well to volleyball?
I think track is one that seems very popular, and, you know, sometimes it's what can you play, what can you afford to do when you're playing club volleyball and, you know, trying to fit in some of those other sports. But we've had a lot of players do track, whether it's running or high jump. You know, high jump translates real well to volleyball because we rely so much on how high we jump and how high we play above the net. We love having basketball players. Sometimes it's hard to do both as you get older in high school. But, you know, it seems like if you're an athlete, you're playing a couple things. And if you're a small town athlete, you're playing
as many
as they can talk you into. So I would say, you know, we've had our share of soccer players over the years, softball. Just about everything. But I think basketball is real popular. You know, a lot of our players do tend to be taller. Track is a big one.
Did you play other sports growing up, Christy?
I played the sport where you didn't have to run very much, so I played softball.
There you go.
Although the softball coaches might not like hearing that about it, but never really any of those other sports. But I did actually, I played softball before I played volleyball, and I loved it. And I was a catcher for a while. I was a pitcher. I was shortstop. I kind of did everything and really, really loved that sport and kind of came into volleyball late. Really didn't start playing until high school and then ended up, you know, obviously falling in love with that sport too. But both dear to my heart. I love watching them both and playing catch with my kids. And I think they're both great sports.
Yeah, we'll get let Coach Pinkerton know he's got a sleeper on campus.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Maybe a slow pitch. By
you know, one of the I think the most athletic plays in volleyball is the dig. It's just amazing to me how these players can do it. You've had so many great liberos through the years, so athletic.
Yeah.
What's the key to being really good at this? I guess it's obviously athleticism, but what else makes somebody really good at that skill of getting almost impossible digs?
Yeah, well, I think it's part what we call reading. So when the other team is getting ready to attack the ball or hit the ball over towards you, you know, what are you seeing? So what are, you know, you're using your vision to figure out, you know, where's the set? Is it tight to the net? Is the set off the net? You know, where is it on the court? And then you're also watching the attacker. So what does their arm look like? Is it, you know, are they giving you some information where you can kind of read and get a head start on where you think the ball will be hit? So reading is a really big part of defense. And then after that, a lot of it is reaction and reaction time. If you're a quick athlete and have quick reactions, you're going to be able to save some of those purely on athleticism, you know, and it's a hard, that part of it's probably more genetic, and it's really hard to teach. You can teach them to be efficient in how they move to the ball, but you can't necessarily teach them how to be quick. You know, hopefully they have some of that when they come in, but I think it's a combination of reading the play as it develops and then moving to it efficiently and having those quick reactions. Because you're right, that ball comes so fast in volleyball. You know, we get hit in the face sometimes. You know, you try for it and you miss because it's just it gets on you just too fast sometimes. So hopefully, if you have really quick reactions, you know, you'll have a chance at saving it.
Seems to be slightly important also that you don't mind throwing your body around and bouncing hard off the floor, right? Because that just goes with the job.
Absolutely. Really for everybody, especially the libero, but really everybody needs to be able to make that move. And we spend time teaching that too. You know, when we dive to the floor to make a play, we don't want to get hurt. So mm-hmm. we have to figure out how to do that. And, you know, when you're 6 foot, 6'2", that's a long way to go. That can be a little painful, you know, diving for balls. So we have to learn how to, we call it sprawling or rolling, where you dive on the floor and, you know, sprawl out to save a ball. So you want to do that, but not, you know, hit your knee, hit your hips, hit your elbows. You want to do that kind of smooth. And then you got to be able to pop up pretty quick, because if the play goes on, you got to be back to your spot very, very quickly. So you can't linger down there on the floor. You got to, you know, roll out of it or get out of it really quick and get back to your spot.
Yeah, I don't think that fits my skill set
yeah.
right now.
No.
It's not going to work.
Not in your wheelhouse. Yeah.
It's amazing to watch. It really is. It's so much fun to watch the athleticism. It's such an athletic sport. We're visiting with Christy Johnson Lynch, and we've got another segment coming up here with Christy. We need to sneak in a short break. You're listening to the Cyclone Coaches Corner on the Cyclone Radio Network from Learfield IMG College.
This holiday, how we celebrate may change, but our traditions remain the same. Like playing the Iowa Lottery's Winter Wonderland promotion. 13 new games and the biggest Play It Again prize pool ever. More than $600,000. And one lucky VIP club member will win a cool quarter mil. So join us in the Winter Wonderland, because winning is one tradition that never changes. Visit IALottery.com for rules and complete details.
Woohoo! Providing food, feed, and fuel for the world is a tough job. Making a profit is even tougher. Sukup Manufacturing has a solution. Store now, profit later. Storing your grain in a Sukup bin is the best way to take charge of your grain, maximize your profits, and control your destiny. Sukup offers a full line of bins to fit your specific needs, and with over 80 patents, it's easy to see why Sukup is the world's fastest growing grain bin company. Visit sukup.com to find your local Sukup dealer today and learn how we can help you store now, profit later.
Like any winning team, it takes every part of EMC Insurance Companies working together to successfully ensure that our agents, policyholders, and employees can count on EMC. And they do. They count on our broad range of insurance products and services. They count on our superior level of personalized service. And they trust that we will continue to be a financially stable partner, just like we have been for more than 100 years. All of this makes EMC one of the nation's premier insurance companies. And that's something you can always count on.
There's a lot to be said for independence. With independence comes choice, from what you plant to the processes you apply to maximize performance. With Rob Seco, you work with the fastest growing independent seed company and the latest genetics and traits available. So you never have to choose between the seed company you prefer and the technology you need. Exercise your independence with Rob Seco. Visit robseco.com to find a representative near you.
At MidAmerican Energy, being obsessively, relentlessly at your service means delivering reliable, affordable energy to you. And it also means marking underground utility lines before you break ground to keep you safe. Trimming trees to keep them away from electric lines so power is there when you need it. And it means working safely and quickly to power your home and business, no matter what the weather. Obsessively, relentlessly at your service. That's MidAmerican Energy.
The simple life of a farmer. All you need is land, family, sunshine, and rain. And a drone for digital imaging. And software to run geospatial analysis. And an understanding of genetics, biology, climatology, economics, global trading, and estate planning. So you can pass this so-called simple life onto your kids. At Pioneer, we're proud to work with generations of American farmers in the most complex and rewarding industry on Earth. So from your friends at Pioneer, thank you, farmers.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner. Iowa State and Oklahoma will meet on the volleyball court this weekend. And we are visiting with Christy Johnson Lynch. Our thanks to Matt Campbell. He joined us earlier in the show. We've got Rod Botholt as our guest co-host tonight. And Christy, this Oklahoma team, like your team we mentioned earlier, has already played number one Texas and number two Baylor twice. They've done the same thing. So This is one of those weekends where both of you are probably looking at this exactly the same way. It's like, this is going to be a little bit more doable, but a huge challenge, and these records are, I think, deceiving for both teams.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, of course, it's been such an unusual year, and yeah, the I don't know how much the records really reflect the levels of the Big 12 teams right now. You know, some of us are just, we're kind of beating up on each other, and maybe the records don't look great, but yet I feel like there's really good volleyball being played, and, you know, these are good teams. These are critical matches. I mean, that's just where we're at. If we're, have a hope and our goal of reaching the NCAA tournament, which we hope happens in the spring, we've got to do everything we can to get a lot of wins here in the second half. So these matches are critical. Every match here on out's critical, because we don't have a lot of extra cushion this year. You know, it's just looking like Big 12 for now, and every match is critical if we're going to get into the hopeful NCAA tournament in the spring. So yeah, these are big this weekend.
Coach, as long as you brought that up, it reminds me, I heard the end of last week's radio show where you mentioned a possible tournament in the spring. Talk a little bit more, because I've talked to people since then who have no idea that that's a possibility. So just enlighten us maybe one more time as to what you hope, obviously, that you're able to play this fall and keep everybody healthy and safe and able to play. But then what do you think might happen in the spring if all is going well?
Yes, great question. We hope that there is an NCAA volleyball tournament. Right now it's scheduled for April. They have talked about 48 teams. Normally it's 64, but, you know, they plan on it being at least a little bit smaller. It may end up being smaller than that. But if it's at 48 teams, that means there's 32 at-larges there's 32 automatic qualifiers from each of the conferences. And then, there'll just be that handful of at-large bids. And so, you know, right now, if we're not winning the Big 12, we've got to battle to be one of those at-large bids. And there's not going to be a whole lot of them. So we have to win out. We have to win a lot of matches here at the end to give ourselves the best chance to get into that tournament in the spring. So, you know, it's crazy because most conferences are not playing right now. We're one of just a few conferences that are playing volleyball this fall. The rest will play in the spring. But we're trying to determine our automatic qualifier right now. And then there'll be, you know, a few teams after the AQ that's trying in the Big 12, at least that's trying to get in the tournament and proving, you know, among our Big 12 schedule that we deserve a shot.
Would your team play more games in the spring, or is your body at work this fall?
Well, that's a great question. I don't know the answer to that quite yet. We are trying to figure that out. You know, obviously, our campus and Hilton's going to be very busy with basketball and gymnastics and wrestling. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of things that are also trying to go on at the same time. And I think what will happen is if we feel like we're in the mix for the NCAAs after we finish our fall season, we'll try to find as many matches as we can to play in the spring when we can play them, probably middle to, you know, maybe in March. Play regionally, most likely. You know, there's a lot of good teams in our area. You know, hopefully other conferences will allow some out-of-conference play in the spring, and we'll kind of put together those matches and, you know, do the best we can to basically train and try to get ourselves ready for the NCAA tournament. So we don't know exactly how everything will work quite yet, but, you know, every week I feel like we learn a little bit more. And as, you know, part of it's other sports figuring out, especially basketball, kind of figuring out their schedule and how they will work. Then once that gets settled, we might know our schedule a little bit better.
Welcome to 2021, because
everything's
fluid. Everything's up in the air.
Now,
the Pac-12 and Big Ten traditionally have great volleyball. Has the Big Ten started? Did they start this past weekend, or is this coming up?
Nope. Even with the football teams playing, they will not play volleyball. Those conferences are only starting. I think they'll probably start competing at the end of January.
Wow. Mm. So they'll have like one continuous flow into the NCAA tournament then,
if it works that way.
Okay. Mm. All right. Well, we can't let you go without asking this. You know, I'm not sure. Is everybody going to trick or treat this year in the Lynch family? and if so, what are we looking at for costumes this year?
Oh, gosh, man. The costume thing, I don't even know. I think I bought like makeup and scary, you know, teeth and stuff, and they'll just kind of invent their own costume. But I couldn't keep my kids at home even if I wanted to. I mean, there's just no possible way. They are 9 and 11, and they will be running.
That's their wheelhouse.
To get as much candy as possible in that amount of time. So,
the costume won't matter, right?
They'll have masks, they'll have a coat on, no one's even going to know what they are. So they just want candy, that's all that matters.
They're encouraged to wear masks, so they might, you know, this right? is a big opportunity to do it. Okay.
It's perfect.
We hope you enjoyed that, and appreciate you coming on here tonight, and good luck this weekend against Oklahoma.
Thank you.
All right,
thanks, Christy.
Yep, you bet. And Rod and I will come back. We got a couple announcements to make about football going forward with the fan attendance, you know, with what's going to happen here as far as entry into the stadium. We want to make sure you understand the access, the changes that are being made because of the construction around the stadium. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll hit on that, the hit time for the start time for the Baylor game coming up here in another week, and the television network and all that information for you on that one as well. We'll come back and wrap things up on the Cyclone Coaches Corner after these messages on the Cyclone Radio Network from Learfield IMG College.
Now order your groceries online and get them even faster with Hy-Vee Aisles Online same day pickup. Just choose the get it faster option for only $9.95 and pick up your groceries in as little as 2 hours. Plus, we've added even more pickup times to choose from. You'll find the same great deals as in store. Free pickup on orders over $30 and no contact pickup and delivery. Download the Hy-Vee grocery app today and pick up groceries in as little as 2 hours. Some restrictions apply.
What do you call someone who studies the weather? A climatologist? Someone who evaluates investments? A financial analyst? A person who studies DNA? A geneticist? Who researches markets? An economist? Who handles employees? An HR manager? And someone who does all these things? A farmer. At Pioneer, we're proud to work with generations of American farmers in the most complex and rewarding industry on Earth. So from your friends at Pioneer, thank you, farmers.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, brought to you in part by Iowa's Corn Farmers. You can do simple things to support Iowa's farmers, like choosing E15 or unleaded 88 when fueling up at the pump, purchasing corn-fed meat at the grocery store, and filling up your water bottle with safe drinking water from the tap. As Iowans, we are truly stronger together. Go to iowacorn.org to learn more about how you can support Iowa's farmers. And our thanks to Matt Campbell and Christy Johnson Lynch for coming on board tonight. Really appreciate both of them. We'll have Matt and Jamie Pollard on next week, and then we'll take a bye week there and won't have a show that week of the bye. There was an announcement today that the Baylor game will be a night game, Rod. That's night games are always fun at Mid-American Energy Field at Jack Trice Stadium. That's a 6 o'clock kick on FS1 against Baylor a week from this Saturday. So that'll be fun.
Absolutely. And, you know, the night atmosphere is always special at Jack Trice. It feels like, I don't know, John, if you've noticed, but it feels like it's turning colder.
Yeah,
and so,
I have.
And so maybe if that greets Baylor, that's okay.
I'm okay with that.
Although I'm always aware also that means I'm in the cold too. So take one for the team, but it should be a great atmosphere. I'm amazed at what the atmosphere, how the atmosphere improved, even only with 25% full stadium. There's just so much energy. Cyclone fans have really made it good to play at home this year.
Now, there's no doubt they add a ton. And we want to mention that Gate 1 will be closed for the remainder of the season because of construction going on. And so, again, Gate 1, that's the northeast gate into the stadium, will be closed for the final three home games. And also the pedestrian ramp leading from Gate 5 to the West Concourse is going to be at about half capacity due to construction. What we want to encourage people to do is use Gate 2 on the east side of the stadium or Gate 3 on the south side of the stadium to reduce congestion. And we'll also have pregame golf cart shuttles running from Gates 1 and 5 to Gates 2 and 3 for the mobility impaired. It is amazing the amount of thought that goes into putting on a football game, and we take it all for granted. We just show up and do what we're supposed to do or whatever, you know, but there's so many moving parts, especially this year. And it's just amazing. Our game day management and the whole team, all the things they do to put on an event. It's amazing.
The logistics are amazing when you're facility is running full speed and there's not construction everywhere, but when you look at what's going on around the stadium and the fact that the folks who do that here at Iowa State can still do it effectively and efficiently is pretty impressive.
Well, we are excited to see how the Cyclones can do down in Lawrence, Kansas today. Basketball schedules were announced, at least the conference portion of it for men's, women's basketball. That was exciting to see as well. And they're going to play a couple games in December, both the men and the women, which I think makes sense to try to incorporate some bye weeks or some open dates during the course of the season to try to get everything in.
You talk about logistics. Just in talking to some of the people who have been involved in those discussions, and all of the elements that go into those, I don't envy anyone who's trying to make those decisions. And you just hope that throughout the whole process, we can stay as healthy as possible so that we can continue to have sports seasons at Iowa State, because it's not only what people enjoy, it's what's so important to the athletic department. And yeah, there's a lot happening.
Well, including that football game at Kansas at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. We mentioned volleyball here this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Rod, this football team, I think they're in a good spot. I think these guys are really strong mentally. Mm-hmm. You talked about the importance of just making sure you respond the right way. I think with the leadership in that locker room, they'll come out and they'll play really good football on Saturday. Not that they didn't last Saturday. I thought they played some really good football. Mm-hmm. It was two really good teams.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know we talked about this earlier, but I'm looking forward to seeing the mindset that this team comes out with. We talked about the post-game reaction of, again, and a benchmark of how far your program has come. You play on the road at the number six team in the nation, and you lose by three, and you feel like you left things on the table. You know, that just shows you where this team feels like it can be, and they're ready to go back to work, and there's an opportunity at Kansas. Obviously, it's easy to look at Kansas and say, well, that'll be no problem, but I feel strongly that that's not how these guys are looking at it, and that's what's going to deliver the best outcome on Saturday.
What's cool for Breece Hall is he gets a chance to go back home, play in his home state. Mm-hmm. He's a Wichita native, and he's doing some remarkable things that we have a little bit of perspective on, because we've seen Troy Davis and Darren Davis wear that number 28 and wear it really well, and now we're seeing what Breece is doing. He's doing special things. He's leading the nation in rushing.
It's really remarkable. We saw two great running backs last Saturday in Stillwater and Chuba Hubbard as well, but Breece is really doing some special things, like you said, and there's just really neat things happening with this football team, offensively and defensively. But what Breece is doing, I think, is just going to continue to amaze us. And again, by the way, he's only a sophomore. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, true sophomore. And the number two rusher in the country is Khalil Herbert, by the way, the former Kansas Jayhawk, who now is at Virginia Tech. So you think about what they lost with Puka Williams having to go back home because his mom was ill, and then, you know, having Herbert not in their program anymore. But yeah, Breece is it's amazing. It's unique. And he's faster than people think. That 70-yard run when he just took off.
Yeah, there was a spot in that run where there was a couple guys right beside him, maybe 15 yards down
defensive
the field.
Defensive backs. Yeah.
And then suddenly they weren't right beside him because he had just a little bit of a burst. And I'm sure he would tell you he wishes he had another burst that he could have taken that one, because as I know you remember, we didn't score. But man alive, he has that. I think during the broadcast you called it that home run hitting ability every time he catches or touches the ball either way. And so fun to watch, and looking forward to seeing what he and his teammates can do on Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one for the Cyclones going into Lawrence, seeing if they can get another win. That's where it all started for Matt Campbell with his first Big 12 Conference coaching victory in the 2016 season, as we talked about with Matt. And I want to thank you, Rod, for joining us tonight.
You bet.
Appreciate
thank
you doing
you.
That. Thanks to Christy Johnson Lynch, Matt Campbell, Dave Sproul, our on-site producer, and friends back in Learfield IMG College in Jefferson City. Hope you can join us again next week for the Cyclone Coaches Corner.
This has been the Cyclone Coaches Corner, brought to you by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Iowa Secretary of State and Iowa Voter Ready. Coach Campbell and the Iowa State Cyclones encourages you to be a voter. VoterReady.iowa.gov. And by Rob Seco, an independent seed company, bringing you the product choices you deserve from the people you can trust. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Cyclone Sports Network.